More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show, everybody. We've got a few big stories to talk about. First of all, Nike is permanently closing a flagship store in Portland because, well, that's right, theft, obviously. Massive, endless, continuing retail theft. We'll discuss that. Plus, the NYPD can expect a flood of retirements after Mayor Adams has proposed to slash overtime for migrant cost-cutting reasons. We'll discuss this. And then an InfoWars host gets 60 days in prison for being in a restricted government area, not inside the Capitol, mind you, on January 6th. So this is where we're all going. I want to start with Nike, though. Okay, here we go. Nike is permanently closing this massive factory store for a scary reason. That's the headline on the street. Now, this is a scary reason. It's an obvious reason. There's a lot of theft going on. They're stealing stuff all the time. They're constantly stealing from the Nike store. And so you sit there and you ask yourself, you say, well, what would it take for this to stop? Right? What would it take? Enforcing the law. But they won't do that. Why won't they do that? Why is it that we have, at least in some Democrat enclaves, decided as a society that they're not going to punish shoplifting anymore? I understand, you know, you steal a candy bar, you shouldn't go to prison for 20 years. I get it, right? We all, but that wasn't happening anyway. What is it that has to occur, though, before people recognize that stealing this much stuff from a store can, well, cost people their jobs. It can destroy, it won't destroy Nike, obviously, but it can bring down small businesses. And it's just a question of the political will to enforce the law to do something about this. This story points out that, you know, San Francisco gets a lot of attention for all the places, all the businesses that have shut down in San Francisco. Yes, true, but Portland's got a similar problem. The shoplifting in these places is completely out of control. And to say it's shoplifting, it's not even really, it's organized retail theft. It is taking large sums of money in the form of consumer goods, selling them easily either on the street or online, and making considerable profit at the expense of other people. You know, if you said that you were going to steal this kind of money from somebody through wire fraud from their bank account, you're going to hack in and take $15,000 from some company or some individual, you'd go to prison. Wire fraud, and everyone would agree. But if you steal $15,000 of handbags, that's not a big deal. They're not going to arrest you, or if they do arrest you, they're not going to prosecute you. If they do prosecute you, they're not going to put you in prison for very long. What is going on? How can anyone think that this is not a situation that is just going to continue and is going to worsen over time? I mean, that's exactly what is and is going to happen. But for the flagship store, remember, Nike was founded in Oregon. It is an Oregon company, and Oregon-based company, and Portland specifically has big Nike ties. So for the biggest flagship Nike store in Portland, Oregon, they have to shut down because of all the stealing that's going on. It's just indicative of a breakdown in the civil order, in the legal order that we have in this country. There are just no longer any prosecution that deters these kinds of thefts in a lot of places. Some places you still will get prosecuted, but Portland's not one of them. Come back here in a second. You and me, we're both information accumulators. You listen, you read, you watch, you accumulate information, then you make a decision with it. So add the general information coming your way to this. According to former Wall Street insider and digital currency expert Tiga Tiwari, our federal government could soon announce a change with the U.S. dollar. The thinking here is that our currency may soon become much more digital than the paper currency we've lived with our entire lives. Tiga Tiwari is warning that the official announcement could come in the next few months. He's put together a video explaining all of this, as well as providing the three steps you need to take to prepare. Go to dollarrecall.com to watch this video that some in the government likely don't want you to see just yet. Dollarrecall.com. Learn how to prepare before it's too late. That's dollarrecall.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. NYPD is going to have a lot of retirement. That's what the source is telling the New York Post here, because they're going to pull overtime. Now, why are they pulling overtime at a time when New York City already is having much higher crime rates than we think is acceptable, or that we should think is acceptable? Like, why would you want to not defund police, but defund a portion of the overtime budget? Well, because you can't afford it anymore. Why can't you afford it? You can't afford it because of all of the migrants. That's why. And the migrants are creating a massive strain on the city budget. The migrants are creating multi-billion dollar shortfalls. And so now that's affecting police. It's affecting the most essential public services. Here's what the New York Post writes. A lot of people that are eligible to retire are going to leave if the overtime stops, because overtime is pensionable, according to an NYPD sergeant. New York's finest haven't heard anything officially about a potential reduction in overtime, but the source told the Post that such a move wouldn't make financial sense. We're already at critical staffing levels, and it's cheaper to pay overtime than it is to hire another officer, the source said, explaining that health care and other benefits had already been paid for when an existing officer picks up a shift. In addition to possible fire, police, sanitation, and correction OT cuts, all branches of government in the Big Apple have been told to slash spending by 5% and potentially up to 15% by spring to mitigate the skyrocketing costs of New York City's migrant crisis without more federal aid. So you got a big problem here. To slash spending 5%, that's gonna hurt. That's going to make a difference to people in New York City. But a 15% possible cut by the spring is massive. When you think about how rapidly this will be done. And why is this happening? Well, because the Democrats think that migrants, illegal immigrants, should be able to pour into the country effectively unrestricted, and that taxpayers should have to pick up the bill for this. And that is just how they view it all. I think it's important to note that this is exactly what they wanted in these places. They wanted a lot of migrants. They said, at least they said they did, or they wanted them in America, but they apparently don't want them in the cities that these Democrats live in, or at least congregating in large numbers. You'd have to ask why. Why is that? You know, there's too much going on in our economy not to consider making an initial investment in gold or other precious metals. There's a reason the phrase the gold standard exists in our vocabulary. When all else is volatile, inflation, interest rates, turmoil in other parts of the world, gold emerges as the standard of stability. And that's what you want in your savings plan and retirement account, stability. You will come to appreciate owning gold, real gold, as a prudent way to protect the value of all the dollars you've saved. Gold is good, it's solid, and it's a rare commodity, ensuring its long-time value. When you purchase gold with some of the money you've saved or placed in retirement savings, you're in better financial shape. Purchasing your gold from the Oxford Gold Group makes sense. Their team makes it simple to understand and simple to take physical possession of gold that you're purchasing. Since I started investing and speaking of the Oxford Gold Group 4 years ago, their advice and direction has been proven right repeatedly. Gold and silver can be protection for your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group. It's who I use. It's who I trust. The call is free. The people in the receiving end of the call are knowledgeable and trustworthy. 833-430-BUCK. 833-430-BUCK. One more time. 833-430-BUCK. Oxford Gold Group. Great company. And I do have gold and silver here on hand. I highly recommend you do the same. All right, InfoWars host sentenced to 60 days in Capitol riot case. That's the CNN headline. Owen Schroyer, a InfoWars host, was just sentenced to 60 days in jail on Tuesday for his involvement in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. That's how CNN's writing this up. What's his crime? According to court documents, Schroyer spread election disinformation in the months leading up to the Capitol attack. That's not a crime. That's the First Amendment. If he thinks that the election was stolen, he's allowed to say the election was stolen. There's no right. I mean, or we don't have a First Amendment. I mean, these are the decisions that we have to face. These are the realities that we are dealing with. So, yeah, that's where we are. Election disinformation. This is what we're talking about here, folks. What are we supposed to do about this? Well, right now they're sending him to prison for 60 days. And you say to yourself, why is he getting 60 days? How many people that were part of the BLM riots who crossed police lines into restricted areas, you know, government restricted areas, how many of them got 60 days in prison for that? I mean, assuming it's federal prison that he's going to as well. And 60 days for what exactly? For being in a place where he did not have access to be. Schroyer asked the judge to drop four misdemeanor charges he was facing for his activity in the Capitol attack. Kelly denied the motion. Schroyer would eventually plead guilty. So this guy is going to prison because he said stuff that the libs don't like. And because he was in a place where he wasn't allowed to be. He didn't attack anyone physically. He didn't plan to do anything violent. There's no conspiracy to commit violence here of any kind. Not that I'm aware of, not based on the reporting. He didn't destroy any property. Nobody even alleges he did that. They're going to put him in a cell for 60 days. I think we have to understand that they keep upping the ante here on the police state. I mean, they keep getting more and more aggressive with this. And they're not going to stop until there is pushback from the system that makes them feel like they can't just keep doing this. The team working at MyPillow have another great deal going on. They've put their entire line of towels for your home on sale at 50% off. Everything this company makes is of great quality, and the price tags they put on their products make them a great value. Their six-piece towel sets for the bathroom are 50% off at less than $40 at $39.99. Like every MyPillow product, these towels come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Can't underscore that enough, as it speaks volumes to how well these products are made. Find these towel sets online at MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square. Get 50% off this six-piece towel set. Use my name, Buck, as the promo code to get this deal and others. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Buck, 50% off the six-piece towel set. It's a great deal. I've got the six-piece towel set at home. I really like it, really enjoy it. We're going to leave it there today, my friends. Thanks for hanging out in the Buck Brief. I guess I got to come up with a specific name of this show, so we'll just call it a Buck Brief, and then we'll have titles for it. Shields high.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.